This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
There's peace in the Middle East. Yes, President Donald Trump's big announcement a couple days ago of peace deals between Israel, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain. What does that mean for you as an American citizen? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. 855-839-1210 is our number. 855-839-1210. Here to discuss with me, I want to welcome back to the show. It's always great to have him back as soon as I can get my computer to work. There we go. Daniel Turner is the founder and executive director of Power the Future. Hey, Daniel, welcome back to Philadelphia. This is great news about the Middle East peace and great news for America's energy independence and security, right?
It is, and it's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me back. And this is tremendous. It's such good news that if you noticed yesterday, not one member of the press asked about it in the White House press briefing.
Yep.
So clearly, if you are the hostile media, you have to downplay this. But
yeah,
this
no, you're so right. Listen, before you go on, I want to just mention that point. That's why I had Jared Kushner on a couple weeks ago to talk about it and Avi Berkowitz yesterday, because I'm so annoyed at the absolute media silence on this because it's such a big accomplishment. And I think you can gauge in the era of Trump, the more media silence there is, the more you know it's a good thing, right?
I mean, if you have Arabs and Jews sitting down making peace, that is the subject of 60 years of political science, of international conflict, of movie plots. It's amazing to think that this is happening in real time and we're witnessing it.
Right.
And the media is just absolutely silent because they do not want this president to have any wins whatsoever.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Exactly right. And this is, as you point out, Daniel Turner, as you point out, this is tremendous impacts for the energy industry. It's funny, I was asking Avi Berkowitz yesterday, who worked directly on this with Jared. He said, you know, people always wonder, what does this mean for me as an American citizen? I mean, peace is great, don't get me wrong, but what does this mean for me? You lay it out there for us pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, this is tremendous for the energy industry. And it's especially tremendous for the energy of that region. When you look at the neighboring states, Israel, of course, being the exception because it is an extremely prosperous country and because it's a democracy and not a dictatorship like most of the Arab countries are, its people are living a much better quality of life. But most of these Arab countries have tremendous class differences. They have tremendous amounts of poverty. You look at places like Yemen, for example. I know not part of the agreement, but upwards of 80% of their population lives in poverty. At the same time, these countries have tremendous oil and gas reserves. They are on the market. They are generating revenue, but they're putting all of that revenue into weapons, into defense, into military. Imagine if we can achieve Middle East peace and you are a country, an oil-rich country like Yemen, or imagine, God willing, one day, Iran, right? Imagine being able to use those proceeds for the good of your people and not to maintain ongoing states of war. So there's a real potential for human flourishing, which would be good for all of the world.
That's such a great point, too. You know, instead of having to buy more weapons of war and these ongoing protracted wars and battles and tension between the Jews and the Arabs, for you to be able to take that money and use it for productive economic means is just something that the entire world benefits from.
And when people do see economic development, when they have opportunity, when they have jobs, there is relative peace. Even look at our own country. up to this recent year, a lot of the manufactured crises, because they are manufactured crises that we're seeing, when people went back to work and unemployment dropped, there was relative peace and prosperity and happiness in America, so much so that the angry left in a campaign season had to make up a reason for us to foment hostility, and they have done that. But if we can bring that level of peace and prosperity to the Middle East, for the most part, whether you're Christian or Jewish or Muslim or an atheist, you really just want a job, you want to provide for your family, you want to be left in peace. And this is an amazing step forward. And again, it's only possible because of America's energy dominance.
Daniel Turner's with me.
In a position.
100%. Absolutely. I'm going to get to that. I want to ask you about fracking in just a second. Daniel Turner's with me.
Please.
He's the founder and executive director of Power of the Future, advocating for American energy and exposing the radical green political movement. Fracking here in Pennsylvania, one of the reasons why America is energy independent. Joe Biden is now trying to say that he never said he would ban fracking. He was in Scranton a couple weeks ago saying, no, not me, not never. Kamala Harris, his running mate, also trying to say that they never said they would ban fracking. Give us the truth.
Yeah, the only problem is that they are both on record multiple times throughout the course of the primary and their career, in the case of Kamala Harris, as opposing fracking. Joe Biden has said there is no place for fossil fuels in my administration. And there is multiple video evidence of him talking to people, answering questions, saying, of course he wants to end fracking. Of course he wants to end pipelines. He has a very common expression, which is nonsensical if you know this industry. He says, I don't oppose fracking. I just oppose new fracking. But all fracking is new fracking. In case your audience doesn't know, fracking is a 2 or 3 day process to kind of prime a well to get it going. It's not required in every time we drill for oil and gas, but in certain geological instances, it is necessary. And it is literally 2 or 3 days worth of prep work. You remove the fracking equipment and you put down a pump. Right. So when Joe Biden says, I oppose new fracking, well, all fracking is new fracking. There's no such thing as old fracking because it's done. So he's trying to play both sides, and hopefully the 15 million energy workers, 500,000 of them in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, hopefully they are paying attention.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director, Power of the Future. Thanks, my friend, for clarifying that for us. We appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.